This is session number 58 of the Gospel according to John. We're in John chapter 8, and last time we did verses 36 through 43. We saw Jesus going back and forth with the Jews about seed and father. In verse 38, Jesus revealed the truth that his father was not the same as their father. The Jews claimed that Abraham was their father, but Jesus proved that they were not the spiritual children of Abraham. They were nothing like Abraham. Then they claimed that God was their father, and Jesus proved that God was not their father. Now, he's getting ready to unveil who their spiritual father truly is. And so today we're going to see him reveal that they are of their father, the devil. We're going to see that the reason why they don't believe him is because he speaks the truth. We're going to see that only those who are of God can hear God's words. And then we'll see the Jews accuse him of being a Samaritan and having a devil. But Jesus will reveal that he honors his father, but that they dishonor him, and that he's not seeking his own glory, and that if anyone will believe in him, they will not see death. So last time we wrapped up in verse 43, where Jesus asked a good question. He said, "Why do you not understand my speech?" He's saying, "Why aren't you getting it?" And then he revealed the reason why, "Even because ye cannot hear my word." And we saw this amazing truth that the Jews that he's dealing with, these chief priests, these Pharisees, they had no hope of believing in Jesus Christ at that moment. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and they cannot even hear his word. They can't hear it. Why not? Well, there's a few reasons. Their ears are uncircumcised, they cannot hear. But there's another reason why. They've given such place to the devil in their hearts that that seed could never take root. He snatches it up right away. Why have they given so much place to the devil in their hearts? Well, because verse 44. And this is where he reveals who their father is. Verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil. And so Jesus has to drop it. He gave a hint. He gave another hint. They're not getting it. Of course they're not. They're operating with the carnal mind. And now he's got to drop the bomb. He's got to expose it. You're of your father, the devil. That's who your father is. It's not Abraham. It's not God. Two different fathers. You know, there's a great lie out there. Oh, we're all the children of God. No, we're not. If we were all the children of God, we'd all love one another. We'd all lay down our lives for one another. We'd all by love serve one another. Nope. Two different fathers. You're of your father, the devil. And therefore, he says, and the lusts of your father ye will do. Listen, if you're of God, you're going to do the works of God. You're going to do the will of God. If you're of the devil, you're going to do the works of the devil. You're going to do the lusts of the devil. This is how you can tell the difference between who a child of God is and who a child of the devil is. 1 John chapter 3. John, opening this up further, obviously he learned this first from Jesus. But 1 John 3 verse 8, he says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So, what John opens up is the reality that if you're of God, you're going to do righteousness, and you're going to love your brothers and sisters in Christ. If you're not of God, you're going to do sin, and you're going to hate the brothers and sisters in Christ. That's it. And what does Jesus say here in John 8? He says, you're of your father, the devil, the lusts of your father you will do. What is he talking about? Three things. There's three things that he's going to look at. Now, there's more than just these three in terms of following the devil, but right here he's going to identify three things. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So the first thing is he's a murderer from the beginning. And if you go back to Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and you go back to Genesis chapter 4, verse 8, he is the murderer from the beginning. He's the one who purposely seduced Eve to bring Adam down so that they might die, because he knew that was the way they'd die. And then later, now that sin is in the world, he's the one who filled Cain's heart with envy and bitterness to rise up against his own brother and kill him. That's the devil, murderer from the beginning. And by the way, John reveals in 1 John 3, verses 12 through 15, that if you hate your brother in your heart, you are a murderer also. And that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. If you're a murderer, you're not of God's seed. You're of the devil's seed. And you don't have eternal life. Second thing is he abode not in the truth. So this implies that he started in the truth, but he departed from it. He abode not in the truth. He started, but he departed from it. Scary. That's why John 15, Jesus tells his disciples, you have to abide in me. My words have to abide in you. If you don't abide in me, you're going to be cut off like a dead branch and cast forth into the fire. You have to abide. The devil did not abide in the truth. And Jesus then says, because there is no truth in him. So this implies that if you depart from the truth, then there is no truth left in you. This is kind of what John talks about in 1 John chapter 2, verse 21. He says, I've not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. No lie is of the truth. So if there's a lie, it can't be of the truth. So if you depart from the truth, then you've departed from the truth. And we're going to see this leads to the next point. We'll get there in a second. But in this context, in 1 John 2, John is talking about people who started out with the disciples. They looked like they were the disciples. They looked like they were apostles. But eventually, they went out from that company. They departed. And so that's why he's saying, look, no lie is of the truth. These things don't mix. You don't get half and half. Now, I know it doesn't always seem like this, you know, in the quote-unquote real world. You know, you can listen to a preacher or a teacher, and, you know, he might say 80% truth and 20% of what he says is wrong, or 90% truth and 10% of what he says is wrong. But I don't know. I'm not judging here. I'm just saying, according to the word here, no lie is of the truth. And Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 6, how if your eye is single, your whole body is full of light. But if your eye is evil, then your whole body is full of darkness. And he says, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So when it comes to spiritual truth, this isn't something you play around with. When it comes to the Word of God, this isn't something you play around with. And again, according to the revelation of the Scriptures, it doesn't appear like you can have, well, 90% light and 10% darkness. It appears like either it's light or it's darkness. So again, I don't know how God's judging this, but he must be looking at the heart and seeing the source of what that heart is. So yes, I know the devil can throw true facts. I mean, even when he tempted Jesus, he threw a psalm at him. He quoted scripture. Obviously, what he's saying, that is truth, because he's quoting scripture. But it's not coming from a heart of truth. It's coming from a heart that didn't abide in the truth, that departed into darkness. So that heart is darkness. So even when he's speaking something that is true, scripture, he's not speaking it in truth. He's speaking it in lie and in error to twist it. So this is important. You know, we got to get this thing. This is revelation of Jesus. And so the third and final lust here of the devil, that they will do because he is their father. And they're watching their father and they're becoming like their father, is that he is a liar. It's impossible to depart from the truth and remain an honest person. That's why he says, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So the idea is, when he speaks, it's coming from his own dark heart. He's not speaking the truth of God. Even if he takes a scripture and he quotes it, he's not speaking of God. He's speaking of himself. And he departed from truth. He abode not in the truth. Therefore, when he speaks, it's a lie. He is a liar. And he, specifically the devil himself, is the father of it. He is a liar. And he is the father of lies. Or the father of the lie. Because he says the father of it. Now, interesting, back in 1 John 2, the following two verses after what we read last time, verse 22 and 23, he says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. So the devil is a liar and the father of it. And John says, anybody that denies that Jesus is the Christ, that means you deny he's the Messiah, that he's the Son of the living God, who came in the flesh to save man from his sins and conquered death and went back to heaven in a resurrected body. Anybody who denies that is a liar. Why? Because Jesus is the truth, and his gospel is the truth. And to speak against that means you're not in the truth, and you're speaking a lie. There's nobody worshiping the true God who denies Jesus Christ. So the Jews who deny Jesus, the Muslims who deny Jesus, the Buddhists who deny Jesus, the Hindus who deny that Jesus is the Messiah, the only way to the Father, atheists, agnostics, Satanists, doesn't matter who it is, They are all liars that are following and of their father, the devil. He's the father of lies. Back in Genesis 3, what was the lie he sold Eve? Ye shall not surely die. Well, guess what surely did happen? They surely died. Both spiritually that same day and physically about 900 some years later. Here's an important note to understand. In the end, you're either following God or the devil. You're following love or hate, truth or lies, Jesus or Antichrist. There is no in between. And it's sad, but we got to get this thing. Most people are raised in religions or spirituality or in no spirituality where their whole lives they are steeped in a lie. It is a lie of Satan, and they have believed it. Their parents have believed it. Their grandparents, this thing can be generations of nations steeped in lies and darkness. And those lies do not bring freedom. Jesus said the only one who can make you free is the Son. The only way you can be made free is if you continue in His word unto obedience, unto being a true disciple, through knowing the truth. So if you continue in a lie, you ain't leading to freedom. Lies lead to bondage. Bondage leads to fear, Romans chapter 8. And fear, there's torments, there's hate, there's all those things. Listen, we got to pray that the light will shine in the darkness. Now here's the sad thing. Watch what Jesus reveals as he continues in verse 45 to 47. He says, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." So here's a reality. It's sad, but this is reality. Because Jesus tells the truth, they don't believe him. Think about this. If Satan is your father and he's a liar, and you have believed Satan, that means you have believed lies. And then you become a liar like him. If you believe lies, that means you will reject the truth. Jesus says, "Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not." So it's implied if he lied to them, they'd believe him. Why? Because they're of the devil. And he is the liar. So because they're of the devil, that means they cannot believe the truth. So then he says, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" And obviously they can't. They can't convince or convict Jesus of sin. All he's done is tell the truth. All he's done is done good. But they can't. And he's pleading with them, "If I say the truth, why do you not believe me?" Jesus understands they can't believe because they can't hear his word. Why? Because they're of their father, the devil. They've believed the lie. Is there any hope for people like this? I hope so. I hope so. I hope that somehow there can be repentance granted to these people. Maybe not the people we're reading of right now. I don't think they made it. But, man, there's people alive today. They have believed the lie. They have received the lie. And their father's the devil. And here's what he says in verse 47. And this is, again, this is what he says. So I believe it. He says, "Whoever's of God, he that is of God, heareth God's words." If you're of God, you hear God's words. Jesus will say later in chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice." He said, "Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God." And he'll say later in chapter 10, "You don't believe me because you're not of my sheep." They cannot hear God's words. Now the Jews are going to respond, and they're going to mock and blaspheme Jesus. And now it's going to begin to shift. Conversation is going to shift from the parents and the fathers to now it's going to begin to shift, and it's going to start to shift towards Jesus' identity. And this is the passage where Jesus will ultimately reveal his identity like never before. He's going to shine the full light of who he is. As God manifest in the flesh, he's going to shine this thing so bright right at them. So verse 48, "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" So again, they're still hanging on this illegitimate half-breed thing. You know, that his mother Mary, she's a Jew, but she slept with some guy. He's a Samaritan. He's a half-breed. Just really just mocking him. And then they go past just mocking him, and they blaspheme, and they say that you have a devil. When we say that you have a devil, I mean, this is blasphemy. Back in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." So, they're calling the pure, holy, harmless, undefiled, only begotten Son of God, who never sinned, who no guile was in his mouth. They're saying he has a devil. You talk about calling good evil. That's blasphemy. Now praise God, God is so gracious, he'll forgive that sin. Jesus said, "All manner of blasphemy against the Son of Man shall be forgiven." They can be forgiven for this blasphemy, saying that Jesus is a Samaritan, has a devil. Notice Jesus' answer in verse 49 through 51. Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." So notice Jesus' answer. First thing, just like Proverbs 26:5 says, "Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit." He answers them according to their folly, and he says, "I have not a devil." Just straight up, sets the record straight. That's just foolishness, let alone blasphemy. And then he reveals, "I honor my Father." Amen. Truly, he honored his Father in all things, and continues to honor his Father in all things. And then he says, "Ye do dishonor me." Remember back in John 5, if you don't honor the Son who's sent by the Father, then you do not honor the Father. Nobody worships the true God and dishonors Jesus Christ. And then he reveals the truth again that he revealed back in chapter 7, verse 18. He says, "I seek not mine own glory." He's not seeking his own glory. But guess what? They are. See, either you're seeking your own glory or you're seeking the glory of God. There's no in between. And if you seek your own glory, you'll end up following the liar, who was the first one to seek his own glory, the devil himself, and you'll become a liar like him. You'll depart from the truth. But if you'll seek the glory of God only, then you'll continue in the truth. And then he says, "There's one that seeketh and judgeth." I'm not sure if he's talking about the Father or if he's talking about the Holy Ghost. Perhaps. one that seeketh and judgeth. I know the Holy Ghost, when he's come, he'll reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. That's why I say that it might be the Holy Ghost. There's one that seeketh and judgeth. He's coming. And then finally, this beautiful and wonderful truth. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Again, this is Christ's doctrine. This is his authority. He's not speaking of himself. He's speaking of the Father. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Amen. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now just think about this. In Revelation chapter 6, there is a spirit that rides on a pale horse. The name of that spirit is death. And it's very possible he's the one who comes to collect the lost souls of men when their appointed time comes. But Jesus says, if you keep my saying, you'll never see death. He won't come get you. Because, chapter 11, he reveals this truth. He says, I am the resurrection and the life, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? If we keep the saying of Jesus Christ, we'll never even see death. That's interesting, because remember back in John 3 where Jesus' doctrine started? He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you're born again, you'll see the kingdom of God and you'll never see death. But if you seek your own glory and you follow the one who abode not in the truth, and you believe the one who's the father of lies, you believe his lie, well, then you'll never see the kingdom of God, but you will certainly see death. This is session number 58 of the Gospel according to John. John chapter 8, verses 44 through 51. Amen and amen.